Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, save more on what goes into the job. Add power to your lineup with a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances from Whirlpool, Maytag, and more. Get the job done right. Keep more in your pocket. That's Pro Savings Days. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/27. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
The Furt Show.
You guys want to get in on this? What is the longest graduation ceremony you ever had to attend? 1-855-BURT-SHOW. Maybe we'll call it the Burt Show Book of Records, right? Reason why I'm asking here is my son is about to graduate, and he's got 31 in his graduating class. 31.
That should take you 30 minutes. 1 minute per kid to walk across the stage.
Right. No. Because it's a private Catholic school, they are also doing a mass.
You're going to be there a minute.
31 kids, 3-hour graduation ceremony.
You're kidding.
Wow. Get comfortable.
What are you doing for the other 2.5 hours? I don't know a lot about Catholicism, but I don't think it takes that long.
3-hour graduation ceremony?
Have you sat through a full mass? Once. It is a long time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of standing.
They got
kneeling,
you, man.
Standing,
they
kneeling.
Got you in there. Yeah.
Like wedding, whenever I go to a wedding and I see it's a full Catholic mass wedding, I wear different shoes.
I do feel like there's got to be a time where we can reimagine graduation ceremonies. You're there to see one kid,
mm-hmm.
your kid, and your kid has certainly earned it, and you want to bring everybody in the family along with you to celebrate a very big accomplishment. But 3 hours? Mm-hmm. 3 hours?
Do you guys... Or do you plan, Bert, once his name is called? Well, Weiss is going to be
there. Yeah, right. We're going to be there a while, man.
If they're doing alphabetical, because I just went to graduation at the University of Alabama, and as people's names were getting called, the family would be like, woo! And then they'd be like, let's get out of here. And everybody would start leaving.
I've done that at every graduation.
Yeah.
I've never been to a full graduation ceremony, including my own.
But don't you want, like, after the end, after they announce everybody's names and everybody sits there and they move their tassel from one side to the other and then they make the big proclamation and then you get to throw your cap in the air. Like, don't you want to see all that as well?
No, I'm all set.
Yeah. We got that at home.
Alabama did that.
That's before. Nice, but hold on. That's nice, but I don't think you need to sit through the A, B, C's all the way through W to get to that. Can't I just show up like an hour and a half, 2 hours late and go, I'm only there for one kid. We all know that.
Show up around T.
Yes. What are you going to say, Tommy?
I was going to say in Alabama, they did that early. They did the the switching of the tassel, early.
And they threw the caps?
But no, they didn't throw the caps. Who cares about that?
Oh, it's so fun to see. It's so exciting.
As I was researching this online, the longest graduation ceremony is likely referring to the UC Berkeley graduation ceremony, which takes 5 days to complete, you guys.
What?
Five? Okay, but is that like the actual reading of the names, or is that all the different parts of the ceremony?
This is due to the large number of graduates. Man, I can't talk. 6,400 who are honored at one time. The ceremony features pomp and circumstance, which plays for more than 10 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys remember the song that played at your graduation? So you know how, like, with your graduation ceremony, you have a commence. I don't remember who the commencement speaker was at our high school graduation. I vaguely remember who the class president was and the valedictorian, and they have to do, and the salutatorian, they got to do all those speeches. What I remember is sitting in the steaming Memorial Coliseum, because it was so freaking hot, listening to butterfly kisses.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding? That was your graduation song? That is like a core memory of sitting there listening to butterfly kisses.
It was so weird.
I see your butterfly kisses and I raise you bagpipes. Bagpipes at 8 a.m.
Oh, I'll take bagpipes over butterfly kisses all day, every day.
Dude, but we had controversy with ours. So when I was a freshman, our university got a new president. So for some reason, they were like, this will be so nice. The president can give the commencement speech, which is usually like a celeb. And my class rioted. Absolutely not. And so everyone was scrambling last minute. We got Paul Farmer, who's like a really was a really big name in like public health. So it kind of fit. And then I saw this year's commencement speaker at my alma mater. It was Usher.
Yes, they got that.
Usher.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yes. That's what I said.
I'd be so mad.
Here is Kathy. The graduating class had 17 people in it. So this should be, you should be in and out.
In and out.
17 people, Kathy. How long did it take? Gosh,
you still do?
Such a good setup.
She's still at graduation.
She's still there.
Waiting on the names to get called. Kathy, how long did it take, babe?
Okay, see you around. She was going to say 2 hours.
It might have been her fault.
Good morning, Mary Grace. We are opening up the Burt Show Book of Records longest graduation ceremony.
6 or 7 hours. We had like 1,200 kids in my graduating class. It's kind of brutal.
Dang. What school was that?
West Forsyth High School.
That's crazy, man.
Right. No way.
I mean,
I thought we had a lot with 500.
Right. And now with attention spans being what they are, you're going to let a bunch of 17 and 16 and 18 year olds sit in there for 8 hours? No way, man.
Yeah, I'll be scrolling TikTok the whole time. Just let me know when I'm up.
All right. Thank you, Mary Grace.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Appreciate you. This is from Reddit also. 38 in the graduating class. Principal spent an hour and 40 minutes on his speech.
Damn, you're not graduating.
That is messed up.
That is so rude.
The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Enhance your CTE programs of study with new AP Career Kickstart courses. Help your students kickstart their careers with AP Cybersecurity or AP Business with Personal Finance. Learn more at careerkickstart.org.
You guys are constantly hitting me with messages, not about my relationship, but about my ex-wife's relationship. It was a year ago that Stacy, my ex-wife, met Joe, both in studio this morning. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Through this stupid radio show. I did a bit a year ago saying, hey, date my ex-wife. Bunch of people emailed us saying, hey, I think I'd be really interested in meeting your ex-wife and dating her. And Joe's, was it your, it was a relative, right?
Yeah, it was cousin Kim.
Cousin. Hits Joe up and goes, I think that you'd really get along with this woman. You want to take it from here?
Yeah, you know, even telling the story now, people are like, what? You know, that radio show? No, you two didn't meet on a radio show. Yeah, her ex-husband set us up. It's her wife.
We do have a very bizarre life.
It is super weird.
It is. So, yeah, she made you apply, right?
Well, you know, the dating scene is just, you know, horrible. And I haven't had to worry about that in a year as of today, because today is the anniversary of the phone call. Tonight is the phone call that I made, and the hour and a half conversation we had led to where we are today.
Dang.
Congratulations.
It's an hour. Yeah. I mean, a year ago, you guys. Doesn't feel like it was a year ago.
No, it really doesn't. It's like a blink.
It really is. See that, Abby? See how he's saying it's terrible dating? You have that to look forward to for the rest of your life. It's not just you.
No, I mean, if I find somebody, God willing, and then hopefully a year from now, I can sit here and be like, wow, I've been off those streets for a year, but we know nothing's changing. Nothing's changing.
And things have been going great. Every time I talk to you guys or we're hanging out at a soccer game, it's just developing and developing, and it's the real deal, y'all.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been super cool. Just moving through the whole thing and like finding someone again and being with somebody. But I was thinking about it last night and I was like, I want to come on and say, if someone like all guys are not bad, like everybody thinks they're so bad, but they're not. They're really sweet. And there's probably a lot of guys out there that want the same thing that a woman wants, which is a partner, right? And to develop a relationship with someone and spend time with someone.
Yeah.
And it's a possibility. Just like let your guard down a little bit and just go for it.
Are you saying that because there are people around you that you feel that from, or just in general?
I think it's both. Yeah, I think it's both. A lot. Actually, a lot of my friends found someone this past year.
Yeah.
I had a lot of single girlfriends in there now in a more deeper relationship. So it's really cool. I just think people are opening themselves up more because they're tired of it not working. And I just want people to know, like, it's there. If you're willing to make it happen, just be honest and authentic and it can happen.
You make it sound so easy, though. There are people flipping us off, flipping the radio off.
Right, not that easy.
Some of them in the room.
So over this past year, I would love to know what the two of you have, what you've learned about yourself from the other person.
Ooh.
Like not what you've learned about them, like not what you've learned about Joe, but what Joe has taught you about yourself being with him this past year.
He has taught me to be kinder.
Really?
Oh, thank God.
Hey, we're still working on that. Hang on.
I thought I was kind. I mean, I have a tattoo on my body that says kind and courageous.
Yes.
I thought I was kind until I met him. And now I'm like, I'm not very kind. So I follow his lead.
Okay.
He has taught me to be more compassionate. So we call each other on our stuff. And I think that's cool is like, as we went into this, we both said we want to grow as people. We want to grow together. And we've been through enough crap already that we're not going to let anything get in the way. So as soon as anything rubs at all or feels weird or you're uncomfortable or you don't like what they've said, even though you know it's probably not related to them, it's probably related to him, you know, or that relationship, right? And so that old stuff comes up. And the coolest part is we look at it, talk about it, move on, and I heal it. And it's like over and over really fast.
That's amazing.
When you're both in the same place. So he'll call me on my crap. And so he called me on my mom a little bit. And he was like, you need to be kinder and more compassionate with your mom.
Wow.
And I was
That's
like,
a bold statement, Joe.
Well, I ran after I
I'm out of here. Here we go. Throw the rock and
hey, she's quick, too. Right?
She's a runner.
She's wily, right?
She's wily.
Yeah.
So she came and visited for like 9 days, about a month, couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it went great. And I was really, like, I just stayed in a lot of, because she's not changed. She's the same person. But I just came from a lot of compassion and helped me grow.
Nice.
So it has to be 9 days. I mean, at any point where you're like, okay, I got it, but I could have done this in 3.
I offered her for a come, and she's like, I'm going to come this date to this date. And I'm like, oh, my God.
All right, so Joe, same question for you. What has Stacy taught you about yourself?
Well, so she taught me it's okay to be me and see the positives and just run towards those positives. Sometimes, you know, I like to, you know, maybe suppress some of the positive things that I do and be a little bit more humble about it. And she says, no, you know, you did great with that. You should keep doing that. That is fantastic. So being able to sit back and reflect with her on, you know, things that we need to grow in and just things that we've grown so far in to keep doing those things. And she's just opened my eyes to, you know, growing faster in the strengths that I have and just the connection with people and work and just, you know, in our personal lives. So it's just, it's so much fun to grow together. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we, and Bert has said before, Stacey's good at celebrating. Like, she knows how to, like, celebrate life accomplishments. And
I'm having a karaoke birthday party on Friday night that I'm throwing for myself.
Exactly.
I realized this morning also that your anniversary is in May. It feels to me like every important holiday that you have in your life, and this has been for your entire life, has always been in May.
Always. I mean, this poor guy. Anniversary's today. My birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's. I mean, I feel for him. That's got to be challenging.
And then now, and your son's birthday is in May also.
Yep.
Well, the reason why I asked that question, because I do feel like once we get to a certain point in our lives, we feel like we know everything about ourselves. But in actuality, when we have new people come into our life, we're constantly evolving. We're constantly changing. And we should constantly be learning new things about ourselves and having our eyes opened from the perspective of a positive person in our life.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you really do know all the things. You just don't acknowledge them.
There you go.
And this person's your mirror. So they look right at you in the face and they say, you ain't doing that right.
Yeah.
Like, you know deep down that ain't who you are. And you... So either you choose, like, do you want to do it or not? And I'm in.
You know, we're here to celebrate you guys today, but I also wanted to mention this as well, because I think that this is so important. And every time you come in here, or every time we take a picture together, or every time we're at a soccer game and Joe's there and now Amanda's there and we take a picture, people are stunned by the healthiness of the co-parenting situation. Look, if we didn't have that, then this doesn't happen, right? That this beautiful life of yours doesn't happen. And this beautiful life that now I have with Amanda doesn't happen also. There's going to be a time where we're all going out to dinner at the same time. And now Amanda's ex-husband has met this great woman also. And they have such great personalities that in my mind, all three couples are going to be hanging out because we were all mature during the breakup and did what was best for the kids, which inevitably was best for the adults.
Exactly. I think a beautiful one is Hollis. So there's no way he is having the best soccer season of his life. I have never seen him play like this. You don't think that has to do with seeing all four of his parents on the sitting together in the stands?
Maybe.
I mean, both his parents so happy with these beautiful partners that he loves both of them. You know, there's no way that isn't affecting what is he's experiencing in his life. I mean, it's just, we're throwing the graduation party together. Amanda's doing all the work. I'm like, what else can I do? She's like, I got it. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It made a real statement to me, just to give her a little bit of credit. I mean, she showed up to Hollis's soccer game one day and I wasn't able to attend and she went by herself.
Yep. Sat with me and Joe.
I mean, so just the closeness that all of us have. If you're going through a really nasty breakup right now or a nasty divorce, I just want to say some of the same things that I always say is that your kids didn't sign up for this, right? So no matter how mad you guys are at each other, and Stacey and I, we did not like each other for a while, always put the kids first. And they never once saw either one of us talking crap about each other. This is not about the kids, man. It's not the divorce that jacks up your kids. It's going to be traumatic for them anyway. You're in a crisis situation when you are getting divorced, period. What's the best way to handle it is be adults with your kids.
And at the end of the day, even put the kids aside, it hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't love him, all I'm doing is hurting me. It doesn't hurt him. It hurts me. Well, I don't want to hold anything but love inside my body. That's it. Because everything else causes disease. So why would you want to carry hate or anger or jealousy or rage or envy? All of that does nothing for you.
It's toxic. All of
it's
toxic.
So toxic. So the cleaner I get, the cleaner my kids get.
Yeah. Authenticity is great, but sometimes you got to fake it. You know what? Sometimes you just got to fake it. So if something happens in your divorce or in your marriage and you hate each other, fake it. For the half an hour that you have to be in front of your kids. Fake it. They don't ever need to know.
And I love that you guys are in this space now. I'm not going to say like at a critical time, but because there are so many milestones happening with, especially where Hayden and Hollis are, because you guys have college graduation together, you have high school graduation, you have final, you know, soccer games. The final proms. You guys are together probably more now than you have been in a really long time. So the fact that you're in this place to share those spaces together, I think is that's that's what's really beautiful about all of it.
When we were going to Hayden's high school graduation, it was a horrible time for us. Mm-hmm. Very tumultuous. It was terrible. We were just not loving each other at all. And I remember how awful it was. I was sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. I hated being there. I felt terrible. I was so insecure. Just awful. Just felt awful. And it's a whole different, I mean, mm-hmm. we're doing our little FaceTime meeting, me, him, and Amanda planning the party, and I'm just cracking. It was hysterical.
Yeah, I'm the third party on these FaceTimes. Yeah. I'm the last.
I don't even know why you're on the call.
I know. Just for him to go, it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations. Am I missing anything with you here, Joe? Anything you want to add?
No, you know, the family has been great. You know, connecting with Stacy's family and then her connecting with mine has been absolutely a blessing.
Joe's been through some of the rite of passages. So he's went and played golf with Don and Brandon for the first time about a month or so ago.
Oh, that's a rite of passage.
Oh, yeah.
I almost killed her dad on a golf course one time, literally hit him in the shoulder, thought I hit him in the jaw with a golf ball.
He went down, like hit the ground.
Straight down. I thought I killed him.
I'll keep him behind me.
Yes. You're into a great family, Matt.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we're going to do a big family vacation in July. So Brandon and Sarah and Sophia and us, and we're going to go to the Keys. And
awesome, man.
His son,
A year later, congratulations, you guys.
It's awesome.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
So Abby's mom is going through this weird Cold War-ish type thing.
Oh, my God.
With a friend?
No, not with a friend. With some woman that I guess works out at the same personal training gym as her. Now, if you've never seen my mom before, to give you kind of like an overall picture of my mom's stereotype, my mom is 5'1", nothing but pure muscle. She's like 59 years old, and she loves nothing more than to like lift weights and run and drink green juice. I mean, she is like a little 5'2" Hulk. It's kind of insane. I'm trying to live up to her athleticism, and I'm deeply failing even at the age of 28. But she is incredibly active. She loves to run. She goes to a personal trainer a couple of times a week that she has a great relationship with, and she recently changed the time that she goes to the personal trainer. I guess she went at like, I don't know, 9 or 10 or whenever, because, you know, she's an empty nester. So she's got a lot of free time on her hands. But she recently changed because some woman who was going to my mom's personal trainer ended up moving out of state. They moved to like Charlotte or something for a couple of years. So my mom was able to take the prime time 8 a.m. spot. She's like, this is so great. Now I have the rest of my day to live like my full life, you know, do other things, volunteer, clean up the house, all of those good things. And it was working out really well until one day she was working out and she hears the little ding bell of the personal training studio open up, and she sees the woman who had the 8 a.m. personal training spot walk in. She goes, oh, like, that's interesting. Like, I thought you moved. I didn't realize you moved back here. That's cool. Whatever. And she didn't think much of it until every day after the 8 a.m. time slot, this woman kept coming in a little bit earlier, a little bit earlier. And it's starting to become what I'm describing as the personal training gym Cold War, because my mom will be ending her set of, I don't know, dumbbell lifts or whatever, and it's 10 minutes until the next woman's time slot at 9 a.m. And she's like looking at her, and she feels like she's getting the stare down from this woman who used to go to the 8 a.m. time slot. So my mom, of course, is really bothered by this, because she's like, I'm just trying to get my weight on. You know, I'm an old woman trying to, you know, make sure I maintain my muscle mass. Like, and I feel like I'm getting the stink eye every time I'm finishing up my reps. So she goes to the personal trainer, and she's like, hey, like, do you know what's going on with, I don't know, let's call her Lisa or something. Do you know what's going on with Lisa? Like, why does she keep, like, eating into my time? Because, you know, I'm fine, and I'm an independent old lady who can do her weights, and I don't care if you go off and kind of start helping her with her sets. But, like, is she bothered that I took her 8 a.m. time slot? And my mom's personal trainer goes, you know, I'm really glad you brought this up, because my client who follows you, Lisa, who now comes at 9 a.m., asked for her spot back. Oh. She wants the 8 a.m. personal training spot back. And I wasn't going to say anything to you, because I know that's not fair to you. You've been doing this for the past 6, 7, 8 months or whatever, to where you've been coming in every day. And so now my mom's kind of like, well, I mean, I know I have a lot of time in the day, because, you know, she doesn't have a job to go to. She'll volunteer, and, you know, she takes care of my dad and stuff. But she's like, it's getting uncomfortable as this woman comes earlier and earlier. So
is it the nice thing to do to just swap 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.? Or do I just hold my ground and keep this 8 a.m. time slot?
So I had a personal trainer back in the day, and then I fell off. And now I've recently, it's only been a few months, but I'm back in the gym. I'm doing strength training twice a week with a personal trainer, right? But Jamie trains multiple people at a time. So mm-hmm. I don't understand why the two of them can't mm-hmm. train at the same time.
I don't like that.
Well, my mom pays for the yeah. one-on-one, like, attention. You know what I mean? She's bringing up those empty nester, double income, no kids dollars.
So she could change that time if she wanted to? Like, there's nothing really holding her back?
I mean, it would be an inconvenience because my mom's an early riser. Like, my mom gets up at 4. She's up before us because she wants to. So she's like, I don't want to have to wait another hour when mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this 8 a.m. time slot that I now finally yeah. have.
No, it's hers now. Yeah. The person moved. Sorry,
that's,
not sorry.
That's how I would feel. I mean, I would have considered changing it if I had the time and opportunity to do it, but the passive aggressiveness of the person coming earlier and earlier and earlier would make the petty in me not change it.
Yeah. That would bother me. So I was wondering if you guys have ever been in a situation where you inconvenienced yourself instead of just having like a confrontation, instead of like her coming up to Lisa and being like, hey, what's going on? Have you ever like... inconvenience yourself for the sake of having to avoid confrontation.
Girl, every day. And I don't know why I do it. I'll be at the nail salon. Is the water warm enough? Uh-huh. Knowing my toes are freezing. I'll be at the hair salon getting my hair done. And once again, I don't know what it is about the temperature of the water. She'll be like, is the water too hot? And I'm like, no. And it's like literally searing my scalp off. Like, I don't know why you feel like you can't just right. do a quick, yeah, no, you know, yeah, if you can make it a little colder, that would be great. Thanks. But
That's funny because I go through that with my barber and I thought it was like toxic masculinity because he always puts this rag on me and it's always too hot, but yeah. I don't want to say like it's too hot. So I'm sitting there taking it like, nah, it's cool.
Yeah. Your skin is seizing off.
It is steaming.
I don't know what happened to me about a year ago, but it just registered to me like I am paying for this service.
Yeah.
I'm going to start getting and speaking up and I want it to be perfect for me.
I order mashed potatoes and asparagus comes out and I'm like, no, that's cool. I need a green thing. No, man. I don't want the potatoes that bad. So I'll let you know any updates on if my mom switches to the 9 a.m.
All right. So Jackson and Rebecca have something exciting happening. Some bucket list items this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Burt Show is community partners with Atlanta United. And we have been given this incredible opportunity for the game that's coming up this Saturday to knock off some Atlanta United bucket list items. So essentially, we are going to be documenting a day in the life of an Atlanta United fan, and that's from as many different perspectives as we can possibly get. So we are going to have like club access. We're going to get to go to the fan section, which I've never done before, and I've heard it's absolutely incredible.
Man, that's the section that you're at during the game, and they're so rowdy over there that you want to be part of that.
Exactly. Yeah. There's supposed to be like beer
Jackson,
showers.
Let me take over as a real okay. fan. I got this. Don't worry. I am so hype for this day because this is going to be so fun. We're going to be in the Gulch. We're going to high five the players as they walk in. We're signing the golden spike that Bert is going to hammer in later in the game. We're going to be in the fan section. I'm getting beer poured on me. If I open my mouth, is that a relapse? I don't know. That's not for me to say. I am so excited. I'll be wearing my green jersey. If you see me in Jackson, come say hi. I stan Brad Guzan. I will be waving to him from the fan section. He will see me. This is going to be the best.
We're also going to be running a giveaway on our Instagram for the game this Saturday.
Oh,
so.
When you said running, I'm like, are they letting you get on the pitch? Like, no, what's happening?
I wish.
It's been a rough season, but I don't think we want to go that far.
You don't want me out there. But yes, check out our Instagram on The Burt Show. We are going to be running a giveaway for tickets to this Saturday's game against the Philadelphia Union.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and I'm doing the spike before the game also, which is like a really cool deal.
That's a huge honor.
Uh-huh. It's a big old honor. Like, we rattled off the names of real celebrities that have done this before, and they asked me to do it before the game on Saturday. So I think I am meeting you guys beforehand. Then I go into the supporter section also, mm-hmm. and they walk it through the supporter section, I think.
And please, Atlanta United, if you're listening, let me up there with Bert. I want to do that so bad. Oh, my God, please.
I think they're giving us all access.
Oh, that would make my year.
And then right before the game, they gave me this big old hammer. And now, if I mess this thing up, I think the spike is so big, you can't miss it, right?
Yeah, and the hammer's really big.
It's
too.
Impossible.
Yeah. It ain't like the opening pitch. You can't really blow it.
You can't really mess this one
okay.
up. No, you really can't.
I feel like you might find a way.
I'm not great with my hands, Mo. Not really great with my hands. So if you're going to be out there, look for Jackson, look for Rebecca, and right before the game, I will be there hammering the spike at Atlanta United on Saturday night.
The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, No BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Chris is taking a look at herself and realizing it's time.
Yeah. You know those viral memes on Instagram or TikTok where they play that audio saying, it is time. And it is time for me to read this naked mind.
That says a lot right there.
You had, and you have said that once you are examining your relationship with alcohol, you have to be ready to read this book in order to receive the messages that are in this book. And I have, I'm not saying I put it off, but I haven't been ready to receive the message of this naked mind. And now I am, which is about examining your relationship with alcohol, right?
And we've said this a million times. I love this book. Your husband has read it also.
Numerous times.
If you really are like at that point, not like, you know what, I'm like where you play this game with yourself where you're like, I'm going to stop drinking, but you really know you're not going to. Mm-hmm. When you've really, there's usually like a last straw or a couple of last straws that I'll ask Kristen about in a second, that where you're like, you know what, I really am serious about giving this thing up. This is the book that pushes you over the edge because it takes away every single excuse you've ever given yourself about drinking.
And that's where I'm at right now is like, I need to eliminate the excuses. And it's one of those things where, do I think I'm an alcoholic? No. But do I think when I imbibe, I go too hard and then I screw myself the next day and I don't get anything done? Yes. And I also think, too, where I am now as far as taking care of my health, mm-hmm. it's so contradictory or so hypocritical for me to be over here eating right, for me to be over here taking my supplements, for me to be over here doing my hot yoga, doing my strength training, doing all these things to make myself as healthy as possible. And then on a Friday night, throw it all away by drinking a bottle of rosé and then feeling like crap the next day and not accomplishing anything that's on my to-do list.
Right.
That's where I am right now.
Was-
Granted, that Friday night, Yeah, it's just, it's so much fun. And I feel like I'm just so much more fun when I drink.
I think most of us feel that way.
I am a better version. I don't have any insecurities or anxiety when I drink. But man, the next day it sucks.
Well, even though this book, I'm sure, is a wealth of knowledge, I don't think it's done a great job convincing y'all to stop drinking. So I'm curious, what has been in this book that's just pivoted your perspective on alcohol that lets you have fun without it like taking over your life?
Oh, well, for those, it does. It makes, it's supposed to make you stop drinking. And I haven't read it. I'm just now, so.
Well, I mean, like Bert and Bart both have read it. And from what I can tell, y'all both still indulge.
Yeah, it's, for me, it was just a tweak more than anything else. Like when I was going, I went all in. Mine was a discipline problem and it has been for years. And what this book did to me was took away every excuse that I ever gave myself for getting as hammered as I did. So while I'm not done completely drinking, it's easy for me to stop at two now.
Yeah. And that's what, that's my goal here, is to be able to have a glass of wine and that suffices. Cause I actually do. I don't, when I start, I'm drinking for like, I like the taste. I like the way it can, you know, accompany food and accentuate the food and et cetera. So for me, it's not about stopping completely. It's just like, after I have that first glass, I don't need to have the subsequent three more that make me a zombie the next day and not want to do anything.
I feel like you even bringing this up is the universe's way of reminding me that I'm not listening to myself.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, when I had came in before and said that I was at the same point and I wanted to read the book as well. And then I think we were at the Bert's Big Adventure send-off when David from BBA literally gave me the book. I didn't even have to go out and seek it. And I was like, I know that's the universe's way of telling me. And I just finished reading this book called Atomic Habits last Thursday. And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the neck, this neck in mine on my dresser like, you need to pick it up. Now is the time. And I haven't started yet. So the fact that we're talking about it now makes me feel like, okay, I get it. I need to start today, too.
Was Chateau Alain, was that the day, was the fundraiser the day that you're like, okay, that's it, no more. I feel like crap the next day.
No, it wasn't that. I mean, this has been, that was, it's even prior to that. And I think there's like this whole wine mom scene where it's like, and it's a running joke that, you know, moms have to drink in order to survive. And it's just, it's become more of a crutch. So when I get frustrated or when I get overwhelmed, instead of turning to a glass of wine, I need to find something else to turn to that is going to be healthier for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this has been a long time coming, and hey, I'm proud to say it now. It took me a long time to get there, but I am 45. I'm going to be 46 next month. I'm going through perimenopause, and a friend sent me a link, and your body does not digest alcohol the way it used to. And it's so funny because my head is still in my 20s, but my body is most definitely in my 40s. And so the way my body reacts to alcohol is not the same that it used to. So I need to listen to my body and realize that I'm not going to have a hangover for one day. I'm going to have a hangover for multiple days. It affects how I function on the show. I mean, even if I have one glass of wine on a weekday, my brain is so cloudy the next day on air, and I am not functioning at the level that I should be, which makes me realize it's this is why I'm ready to read the book. I'm like, you know, you have a, when the older you get, you have this realization of how much time is left, right? And I'm like, I'm looking at my time that I have left. What level of a functioning person do I want to be?
What percentage are you at right now?
Yeah, we're lower than we need to be. So if I want to function at a high level, if I want to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish before I am no longer earthside, something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, am I really getting that much enjoyment from my drunken escapades that is outweighing how I'm functioning the next day? And in my everyday life, I can say with certainty, absolutely not.
I think that the hangovers for me got so bad that it made me dislike the taste of alcohol, because now I don't even really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I never really enjoyed the taste of alcohol. It was always something to get me to be buzzed, to be honest with you, which is dysfunctional in itself. But it that book just took away also not only the hangovers that last so long, just that little voice inside of my head that after the second drink that used to say, okay, are you going in tonight? Are we partying tonight? Mm-hmm. Or the other voice saying, okay, this is fine. You're fine where you're at and you'll feel good tomorrow. For most of my life, it was always giving in to the guy going, charge hard. And what this book does now is just gives me more of a louder voice for the one guy to go, you know what? We're good right now.
Yeah, I think a part of just learning balance is understanding that alcohol can still be fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to read this book and now think that alcohol never gets to be fun anymore. But I think you just will get, I think this is a great tool to be able to learn like where balance fits in your life. Like, when am I okay to be able to be knocked out for 4 hours the next day? Or when will it be worth it for me to have, you know, half a bottle of rosé? So I'll be interested to see what you guys learn from this book. And I feel like maybe you guys need to do like a little book club together.
I know,
go
right?
Go get brunch or something and talk about what you learned.
Yeah,
and
here's some champagne.
Get some mimosas.
You guys should get hammered.
But here's the thing, like in your 20s, and that's like the different... like mindset I'm in right now, at no point in time is it okay for me to be knocked out 4 hours the next day. Mm-hmm. I'm at a place now where that honestly is not an option for me. It's not something I want, because in order to be the best wife I can be, the best mom I can be, the best employee I can be, the best sister, the best daughter, the best friend, like something's got to give. And right now, as I'm examining my life, that is alcohol. And that, like, it's taken me to get to here to be like, now that I recognize that and I see that, I feel like I'm ready to read the book. Book club. Book club.
I'm with it, because I think a part of me is afraid to read the book because I feel like I'm going to read it and still want to drink and then realize I got a real problem.
Maybe they'll write a sequel.
I might really need this motivation.
The more naked mind. I don't know how you can get more naked than naked, but all right.
The Bert Show.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey, this is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. Back in 2011, I was fed up, sick of cheap disposable clothes that fell apart after a few washes, and even more sick of the fact that almost nothing good was made here anymore. So I started American Giant to prove something. That we could still make the absolute best hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in America with American cotton, American factories, and American workers earning real wages. We exist to bring manufacturing home, create good jobs in towns that need them, and build clothes that actually last. No shortcuts, no overseas compromises. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.